Counselor, do you wish to make an open statement?
Excuse me, Your Honor.
With sports attorney Ivan Gold on KNVR 1050.
This trial is outrageous!
It's an infringement on your constitutional rights. It's outrageous, egregious, preposterous.
The sports leader.
Yes, law comes, sports fans. Ivan Gold, Bay Area attorney, the law of sports. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on KNBR 1050. Ivan Gold, the law of sports. I worked for the Oakland Raiders. I represented a lot of former and current players and coaches. I lectured to professional and college players about conduct on and off the field. I do legal commentary for Fox News and CNN on high-profile sports cases. And one of my clients, Raider head coach Tom Cable. I've been around sports. I've been around law my entire life. Lee Hammer has given me this great opportunity to host this show, The Law of Sports. In fact, he gave me a raise last week. Lee, I really appreciate it. It's fun to be on the show. And by the way, this is our six-month anniversary today. 6 months has gone by fast, and it's been a lot of fun. And my producer, Phil, who's just done a fantastic job for me, has been here all the way and helped me along. Phil, thank you very much. We have a great show planned. We're going to talk about Don Barksdale, the legendary Don Barksdale. Again, and like I promised all the listeners, we have a series of documentaries, or a series of documentaries made out Pete Newell, Don Barksdale. We've got Abdul Jalil from Superstar Management, Doug Harris, who produced the Don Barksdale. It's called Bounce, the life story of Don Barksdale. We'll get into that. Don Barksdale, for those of you who don't know, young people, this is a history lesson, and that's what this show is going to do. We're going to bring some history, bring some lesson to the listeners at KNBR 1050. Don Barksdale was the first African-American player to play for the U.S. Olympic team. How about that? In 1948, the gold medal U.S. Olympic team, the first African-American basketball player to play on the U.S. Olympic team, the first African-American basketball player to play in the NBA All-Star team. He is the one who recommended Bill Russell to Red Auerbach. And Red Auerbach picked Bill Russell out of USF, and that the rest is history as far as the Boston Celtics are concerned. Don Barksdale went to Berkeley High, did not make the varsity team. Why did he not play on the varsity team? Because the coach said we could only have one black player on the team. They already had one black player, so he would have been the second, so he couldn't play. He ended up playing at UCLA and then played in the pros, played for the Celtics, played for Washington. In fact, he hosted, Don Barksdale hosted, a post-game show while he was playing. Incredible story. Did a lot of charity work from Berkeley, from the Bay Area. We're going to talk about Don Barksdale after the first segment, so stay tuned. Like I promised the listeners, this is cutting-edge stuff. The Law of Sports, we're going to have programming on this show you will not hear anywhere else. We talked about Glenn Burke last week. Out, that was the name of that video. We're talking about Don Barksdale. Bounce is the name of his documentary. We're going to do another show on Pete Newell, the legendary Cal basketball coach. I promised you, the listeners, a series of shows on these great legends, and we're going to go on and on. We have so much good programming planned in the future. It's not even funny. And Lee Hammer called me into his office and said, Ivan, I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. And so I'm going to keep doing it. So let me just get right up to the show. We talk about high-profile sports issues. 808-1050 is the number, by the way. 808-1050. We take calls on any of these issues, and when we talk about Don Barksdale, the phone will be open. Abdul Jalil from Superstar Management, who knows a lot about the community, a lot about Don Barksdale, a lot about people who knew Don Barksdale. He's Doug Harris, who produced the documentary Bounce. 808-1050 is the number. 808-1050 is the number you can call. At that point, we'll be on talking about that around 10:25, 10:30, or any of these other issues in the world of sports, in the world of all the law of sports. That's the name of this show. I'm Ivan Gold, Bay Area attorney on KNBR 1050.
The Law of Sports with sports attorney Ivan Gold continues on KNBR 1050, the sports leader.
Welcome back to the Law of Sports, Bay Area attorney Ivan Gold. That's me. I'm your host, the Law of Sports, the station KNBR 1050, the telephone number 808-1050, 808-1050. I'm Ivan Gold. Again, I answer all the emails. We just had a tremendous response last week to Out and other issues we talk about on the show. You can email the show at thelawofsports.com or ivanwgold.com, thelawofsports.com. I promise I will answer every email. If you have a legal email, a sports email, a legal sports email, you want to tell me how much you like the show, how much you hate the show, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, I welcome all emails. We're going to get to Don Barksdale, his life story. Okay, we've got Abdul Jalil from Superstar Management, Doug Harris, who produced the documentary, Bounce, Don Barksdale, played at UCLA from Berkeley High, didn't make the varsity team. The varsity coach would not let him play because he was black. He said, we can only have one black player. So he went on to play to junior college. He went on to play at UCLA. He played in the pros. First African-American player to play on the U.S. Olympic team in 1948. It's an incredible story. I don't want to get in the way because they know a lot more about it. Abdul Jalil, Doug Harris, thank you for coming back. We're going to do the series. Abdul Jalil, please get it going. Don Barksdale, tell the listeners who about this man.
Well, first of all, let me tell the audience that we all appreciate your listening. We know you have a million choices of what you could do with your time, and you chose to listen to us this morning, and we appreciate that. That doesn't come from me. It comes from all of us, including everyone at the KMBR family, as well as the Ticket 1050. And Lee, the raise that you gave to Ivan, I want you to make sure it's ample enough to take care of Phil, the producer, because he's the one that makes this show go. And Don Barksdale, if there were enough words, I don't even know where to begin, but I will use a quote from a good friend of mine, Isaac Curtis, who in his infinite wisdom, while we were players at Cal, Belf basketball, football, and track as well, he made the infamous statement that he would sit down and say all the things on his mind, and he would write as soon as the poets all ran out of words. Don Barksdale kind of fits that. This is a guy that it was indescribable in every way. A consummate athlete, a consummate person, fundraiser, giver, you name it. This guy did it all. He did it selflessly, and he did all he could to help everyone who he ever encountered. A wonderful person. I was proud to know him, and he was one guy who made a very serious impression in my life and contributed to all the things I've ever done.
Doug, you produced Bounce. Tell me about the experience with Don Barksdale, what you learned, and what this meant to what this project has meant to you.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for having me come back on. It's real cool coming up here on Saturday morning. Don Barksdale, met him in 1983, shortly after my college basketball season. I was fortunate enough to be a NAI All-American, and I made the All-West Coast team for basketball that year.
And you also played at Berkeley High, by the way, isn't that correct?
Yeah, yeah, went to Berkeley High. I'm an old Yellow Jacket.
And a Berkeley High Hall of Famer as well.
And drafted by the Golden State Warriors, by the way, in 1983, if I'm not incorrect.
Well, my first encounter with Don Barksdale was heading into that 1983 draft, and I was called to meet with him, and he wanted to go over my stats and kind of interview me, I guess, for background or whatever they want to call it. And Don Barksdale recommended the team to draft me. And so,
which team were you speaking about?
The Golden State Warriors. At the time, Don Barksdale was working for Frank Lemuli and Al Addles as a chief scout with the Golden State Warriors. And so, you know, I always credit Don Barksdale of giving me the opportunity to play professional basketball. However, I didn't play for the Golden State Warriors, but, you know, I enjoyed a nice career overseas, abroad in Europe, Philippines, South America. I got a chance to basically see the world. And that was an experience that you know, I really tip my hat to Don Barksdale, because those of you guys in the listening audience that know about basketball, you kind of understand that, you know, once you get drafted by an NBA team, it kind of puts your name on a map. And everyone can't play in the NBA. So you have all these opportunities to play basketball in different parts of the world. And for a person to get drafted, you know, back in those days, the draft was like 10 rounds. And I was an eighth round draft pick. But, you know, that enabled me to get an opportunity to see the world.
And that was basketball. Don Barksdale who recommended you to the Warriors. He was a scout for the Warriors at that time. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you know, this is how I actually met Don Barksdale. Now, getting into the film, let's fast forward to 1991,
Yes, and listeners, just 808-1050 is the number. 808-1050 is the number. You want to call and comment. We're going to talk about Don Barksdale, but if you want to call, the lines are open, 808-1050.
So when I'm finished playing basketball, you know, I reunite with Don Barksdale, and it was through this organization, and I'm the director of Athletes United for Peace. I find that Don Barksdale, you know, is a big supporter of our organization. He's involved with a lot of the activities and the fundraising efforts of our former executive director, Guy Benjamin. And so I said, hey, Don Barksdale, he's the guy that helped me out. So, you know, I get connected, reconnected with Don Barksdale, not from basketball, but through the nonprofit field and philanthropy and things like that in the community. And so, you know, I'm visiting and I'm having a meeting with Don Barksdale at his place, and I'm looking on the walls and I see, you know, all of his plaques and memorabilia and stuff like that from his playing career. And I knew little about Don Barksdale, but in terms of him, his place in basketball history. And so, you know, I'm marveling over his trophy case at his home in his office. And I run across a plaque that says 1953. It was like that NBA citation. And it was kind of like an honoring of his anniversary of being an All-Star. And we're in January of 1992. And so those of you who know about basketball, the NBA All-Star game is always during Black History Month. And so I saw that it was the next month was going to be Don Barksdale's 40th anniversary of being the first Black play in the NBA All-Star game. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. So I was thinking about that as I was driving home. I called Don a couple of days later. I said, hey, look, Don, I want to do a Black History project on you, about you. And it's going to be about your 40th anniversary, your upcoming 40th anniversary. And so Don said, 40th anniversary or what? He didn't know what was going on. So it basically, I had to break it down to him and say, hey, look, man, you got a 40th anniversary of being the first African-American. And I think that people need to know about this. And so
sometimes the people who make history aren't even aware of the history they make. Did you ever talk to him about being the first Black player to play on the U.S. Olympic men's basketball team? That is an incredible honor. I mean, did you ever talk to Don Barksdale about that?
No, I never really talked to him about that because getting back to my story about when we honored him, mm-hmm. you know, when I say we, I mean people like Sam Skinner, who spread the word around through the national media, APUPI, the Al Attles that made a movement through the NBA to get him acknowledged. All of these people, you know, this thing that I dug up would have went overlooked in it was just a groundswell of love and support for Don right. Barksdale's pioneering effort at that particular All-Star game in 1993, which was the 40th anniversary mm-hmm. of when he became the first, and then he died 2 weeks later. So, you know, we never had that conversation, but the movie Bounce is basically the outcome of my master's thesis work at California State University of Monterey Bay. So in doing all the interviews and talking to the different people about all these different parts of Don Barksdale's life, the Olympic story came up.
Okay, Doug, I've got a caller, and then we have to take a break. My producer, my great producer, who we're propping, Phil, of course, he's telling me what to do. Let's take this call. Brandon from El Soprano, you're on the air with Doug Harris, Abdul Jaleel, Don Barksdale. Welcome to the show, The Law of Sports with Ivan Gold.
Hey, how's it going, Ivan?
Good. Very good. Very good. Nice to hear from you, Brandon. What's on your mind? Good to have you call. Good to have you on the show.
Well, I'm just down recently just getting up on Don Barksdale, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I mean, I think that, you know, that we as people in the Bay Area doesn't know, I mean, like the roots of where everything comes from, you know what I'm saying, that athletes that came from the Bay Area who done great things. And, I mean, me as a young man, I'm lost that I didn't have the time, I mean, before now to really just, you know what I'm saying, get into Don Barksdale because, I mean, from what I'm hearing and reading, he done a lot, you know what I'm saying, he done a lot, not just for Black people, but, you know what I'm saying, for his communities and, I mean, and so forth. So So, you know what I mean? I mean, as time go on, I mean, I'm sad to hear that he's gone, but you know what I'm saying? As time go on, I'm going to get more into it. I mean, we should have more people like him around.
Well, tell me, this is a guy who couldn't even play on the varsity team, yet he played in the NBA. A guy who couldn't play because of his race in high school, yet he was the first African-American to play on the men's U.S. basketball team, the U.S. Olympic team. And by the way, he played on the Olympic coach in 1948. It was a well-known race, Adolph Rupp, who's not known for his racial equality. I mean, it's just an incredible story that people don't know about this, about Don Barksdale. And Doug makes the point that, you know, Don was almost not oblivious, but he was so selfless that he didn't really think about all that he had accomplished. And I think, really, I would really encourage everyone who's listening to just take a look at Don Barksdale and look at his life and check him out on the computer. Listen to this show. We're going to have other shows like this. He accomplished so much. He opened the doors for so many people. Not only that, he was the first African-American Bay Area television host. And he did a lot of other things besides play basketball. I mean, he did everything. And I wish the young people today, and that's what some of these shows are going to be about, the young people today could kind of use him as an example. Brandon, what's your take on that?
I mean, I agree totally because, you know, I mean, it could be a template, you know what I'm saying, for young people. But, as a young person, I was oblivious to the fact that, you know what I'm saying, that the guy even existed, really, to be honest with you. Until recently, I was having a conversation with a guy that I know I used to work with, an older guy. He went to Berkeley High, Brian Gwynn, played baseball and stuff and basketball for Berkeley High. And we got into the conversation, and he started to bring up all the athletes that came out the Bay Area and so forth. I mean, and it came up, and I was like, huh? And then, I mean, I didn't.
Julio, what's your take on that from Superstar Management? You know, the kids today, you know, what's your take on the kids today and how can they catch up on what's going on?
Well, a lot of the kids, and Brandon, I commend you for calling in. It's a great, great question, and it leads into so many things. You know, as Ivan said, there's an incredible quality of programming that's coming into KNBR here and on Ivan's show, you know, Law of Sports. It's a phenomenal new venture. We're going to open up things so people to shine a light on these kind of subjects. You mentioned Brian Gwynn. Brian Gwynn's father, JJ, is a longtime scout for the Oakland A's. And yes, other sports as well. And he has recommended people for NFL, other Major League Baseball teams. There's been guys that JJ could come on his show and talk about that would educate and edify the world. I mean, that's a vast resource of knowledge, just that particular guy right there. But on Don Barksdale, you also.
Oh, my producer Phil's yelling in the ear. Brandon, hold on. We've got to take a break to pay the bills. Please, everybody, hold on. Brandon, hold on. Jaleel, Doug, we'll be right back. Listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. The Law of Sports with Ivan and Gold. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Now back to the Law of Sports with Ivan Gold on KNBR 1050.
Welcome back to the Law of Sports with Ivan Gold. Good discussion. We're talking Don Barksdale. We're talking heroes. We're talking young people. We're talking athletes setting examples, doing more than just on the field but off the field. Brandon, you're talking with Abdul Jalil and Doug Harris. Go ahead. Finish the conversation about Don Barksdale.
Well, you know, what people have to understand about Don is part of the accolades and the pioneering, the unprecedented type of achievements that he had included him being the first African-American who was a consensus All-American. He was the first African-American that was all, at that point, Pac-8, which is Pac-10 today. So he was a trailblazer. He was the Jackie Robinson of his era for basketball for African Americans. But what people don't realize is in a vast array of all these things, this great reservoir of achievements, he was better known and more popular for radio and TV hosting. He was a legend in the entertainment industry.
And I want to chime in on something that you just mentioned about his. I always refer to Don Barksdale as an American sports and entertainment pioneer. And one of the interesting things about Don Barksdale's stories, and I'm directing this to you, Brandon, just kind of help, you know, give you some information and educate you about this man's legacy. Don Barksdale did things in entertainment that most players today do after they retire. And Abdul-Jalil hit on it earlier. Don Barksdale was the most popular radio disc jockey here in the Bay Area when his radio show kicked off shortly after he helped the U.S. win the gold medal in the Olympics. So here's a guy that's on the radio, but he's not even in the NBA yet. Okay. To add to that, Don Barksdale was the first black to have his own beer distributorship here in the Bay Area, where he employed black beer truck drivers throughout the East Bay communities of Berkeley, Oakland, and Richmond. It was called Blue and Gold Beer. So this guy is doing all of the things that one would do when they retire from the NBA, and he hadn't even signed his first contract yet. And I find that's the most amazing thing I find about Don Barksdale. And in all of that, he actually turned the NBA down 3, possibly 4 times, turned them down, turned offers to play in the NBA. He turned them down.
And that was because he was making so much money.
See?
Go ahead, Brandon.
And that's the thing. The thing about that is that, I mean, me as a young person, not knowing this until, I mean, I spoke to one of my friends, you know what I'm saying, and then he enlightened me on the situation. I mean, that right there is inspiring in itself to me, you know what I'm saying, as a young man, because, you know, it's telling me that, you know, it is other avenues, it is this, it is that. Only, I mean, if you believe, you know what I'm saying, he was the first black, but, you know how many times he got turned down before he got accepted? I mean, and he stuck with it, you know what I'm saying? So that right there helps me, uplift me as a person, as a young man, to say that, you know, that this can happen for me, that this can be right here. I mean, it's just not the NBA. Like you said, he helped black beer truck drivers, you know what I mean, and so forth. I mean, and it's not, to me, it's not all about pro, this or that. It's about what you do after, I mean, before that and after that. You know what I mean? You know, he was a product from where he was from, and he helped where he was from.
You know something else, Brandon, that was very key is that Don Barksdale had some support, and he had some support from a very, very close friend of his whom some people thought was a competitor. Emerson Chapman, a local Berkeley guy who also was on that Berkeley High School team that they said, you know, we got one black, that's enough. It was Emerson Chapman. Emerson Chapman also went to UCLA. Emerson Chapman is a legend in his own right. And there are very few people in the Alameda County area who don't know that name. Don Barksdale was kind of mentored and ushered through the system with Emerson. They were very, very good friends, very close friends. And a lot of people thought they were competitors. They were not. They never were. And it was because Emerson was there just ahead of Don that he got the opportunity to play, and Don did not. He continued to encourage each other. They continued to compete with each other for the betterment of each other. And that's why they both wound up in UCLA.
And you know what? This is a point, too. You would think if you couldn't make the varsity team, you couldn't play, you'd be upset, you'd quit, you'd get discouraged. But I think a message that Don Barksdale sent also was don't quit. Perseverance, perseverance, perseverance. And it paid off. And if it wasn't for guys like Don Barksdale, you wouldn't have Michael Jordan. You wouldn't have Magic Johnson. You wouldn't have Isaiah Thomas. You wouldn't have Abdul-Jabbar and Julius Erving.
Very well put, Ivan. Very well put.
And, you know, one other thing. You know, I, not only with Don Barksdale, he was one of the first four players. The first four players ever, African-American players, drafted in the NBA in 1950. He was one of the first four African-American players drafted in the NBA. Just what he – it's just incredible what – Don Barksdale, you know, his accomplishments and what he did for basketball and for everybody else. He also founded Save High School Sports, and this is close to my heart, the Oakland Public Schools. And this charity, this foundation, Save High School Sports, basically saved prep athletics in the OAL, the Oakland Athletic League. I mean, the fact that he had the wherewithal, so many athletes today, they make their money, they go live in their house, you never hear from them again, you know? But he kept giving and giving and giving, and that's why I'm doing this story. And the more I read, the more I learn about Don Barksdale. It's I just wish more people knew about him.
I got a quick question for Brandon. Brandon, I got a quick question for you. In hearing this information we're sharing about Don Barksdale this morning, Do you think Don Barksdale deserves to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Absolutely, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And because it's not only what you do on the court, it's what you do off the court.
And that's the most valuable thing. Like you said, he paved the way. When Pavin came, you know what I'm saying, it was dirt sidewalks. Then came sidewalks, you know what I'm saying? So right. He paved the way for the athletes today. And I think that's the highest praise right there, you know what I mean? Because, you know, you are a product from where you come from, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, he laid the pavement. Like you said, without him, Michael Jordan, Julius Erving, you know what I'm saying? No Shaq, no Kobe. Nobody. You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying?
Okay, Brent, thank you very, very much for the call. We have to take a quick break. Phil is yelling in my ear again. Stay tuned. Michael, you're on the line. You're on hold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The Law of Sports with Ivan Gold. 2 minutes. We'll be right back after this brief timeout.
The Law of Sports with sports attorney Ivan Gold continues on KNBR 1050, the sports leader.
Yes, welcome back to Law of Sports. Ivan Gold, Bay Area attorney. I'm your host. Lee Hammer is giving me this great opportunity to host this show every Saturday at 10 a.m. 808-1050 is the number. 808-1050 is the number. You can email me on thelawofsports.com. I represent a lot of former current players and coaches and work for the Raiders. I do sports. I do law. And that's why the name of this show is The Law of Sports. We're talking Don Barksdale, pioneer, Bay Area pioneer, first African-American player to play in the NBA All-Star team and to play for the U.S. Men's Olympic gold medal team in 1948. Incredible achievements. Michael, you've been on hold for a while. Thank you for calling this show, The Law of Sports, here on with Abdul Jalil, Doug Harris. We're talking Don Barksdale. What have you got this morning?
Well, I just want to thank him for bringing Don to the forefront and commemorating him and honoring him. I actually went to UCLA. And I kind of remember, I'm 50 today, but I remember those inspirational guys, because I live in the dormitory with mostly athletes, and I remember those guys being an inspiration, Emerson and Don. And I was wondering what you thought he would think of the NBA today. Things have changed.
Doug, Abdul, what would Don Barksdale, what were his thoughts? What are his thoughts about the NBA today? Honestly, give me an honest take, Jaleel. What would Barksdale say about the game today, the NBA game today?
Well, I think my conversations with Don relative to the NBA was usually about things that occurred when he was involved in trying to make sure the guys were able to do things off the court. You got to keep in mind that Don Barksdale was one of those guys who actually put his career, other than basketball, ahead of basketball. He actually refused to, you know, participate in NBA, even contracts. You know, things that were offered to him for pay to play and decided to say, you know what, I'm not going to do
so
this.
So you tell me you think Don would be disappointed in the money aspect, the commercialism of the NBA?
Well, I think so. I think there's some things about it that kind of, you know, dissuaded him even more, because there wasn't enough concentration on what the guys should do post-sports, you know. And even with his own charity, Save High School Sports, we consulted each other many times on ways of raising funds and doing things of that nature. And, you know, guys are making a lot of money, but they just did not get all in on certain things.
I mean, what would Don Barksdale say? You can chime in on this, too. You know, he looks at these guys, these marginal players sitting on the bench, making $5 million a year, you know, not really giving back to the community. I mean, what can we do, you know, as a society, as a culture? And Michael, for calling, you give me your take. What can we do as a culture to sort of get these guys, even who aren't stars in the league, to sort of give something back and not just go after the almighty buck? I mean, is there anything as a culture we can do? Michael, you're the caller. You tell me, what do you think?
Well, it's got to come from within. If these guys aren't inspired to give something back from where they came from, what can we do to inspire them? And I don't know, because sometimes these guys get up and out of a problematic situation they came from, and they slam the door behind them because they don't want to deal with it. But other guys, like, you know, some of the pitchers that came out of Oakland and the players, like Ricky Henderson, they could give back because they have pride in what they accomplished. But I'm not sure of the pride of the younger generation anymore. I don't know.
Doug, what do you think?
I think and Abdul would be a good person. I want Abdul to hear this in particular. It's like, when you're making multi-million dollar contracts in professional sports, it's to your advantage to give back when you really look at it, because the more you make, the more they take. And I think a lot of players today are becoming more knowledgeable about the philanthropic part of the sports, and in that, you know, here's an opportunity for you to make some substantial donations to projects and programs that you believe in or that you're a product of, so that that money doesn't go to the war efforts.
Well, a good example of what you're saying is that, you know, as Superstar Management, we insist on our clients getting involved in philanthropy. You know, I have one named after my mother and father, the Aaron and Margaret Wallace Foundation. And we, it's a complete volunteer organization, and we don't accept any donations. It's totally volunteer funded as well. It's the problem that we're talking about with regards to Don and what he might think of today. Stop and think about it. Don originated the Save High School Sports in order to prevent the OAL from completely collapsing. There never should have been that opportunity for him to have to create anything. It should have existed, first of all, because it should have been properly funded by the OAL. But secondly, there's enough athletes from the Oakland area that actually owe the OAL that it should have just been someone writing checks. It shouldn't have been Don having to go through having all these things. And I'm glad he did, because he basically set a format and a paradigm that was emulated all around the country for the same kind of programs to say sports in those particular areas around the country. But it never should have had to happen. Don could have easily have said, wait a minute, you know, go to some guy who's a superstar with the Warriors, superstar with the A's, 49ers, Raiders, any of those guys, and say, hey, we need some money, or several guys. He had to go in and do it. And I actually liked the way he did it, because he had celebrity stars, Al Addles, Martin Wyatt, Brad Gilbert, tons of guys who came out and donated their time as celebrity waiters to raise funds. And a great program, but it should not have had to happen.
I got a question, similar to the question I asked Brandon, our last caller. Do you think a person like Don Barksdale should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame?
Michael, should Don Barksdale be in the Basketball Hall of Fame? That's from Doug Harris. Michael?
Actually, I've been in the Basketball Hall of Fame up there in Massachusetts. And
do you think Doug is asking you? Do you think Don Barksdale should be in the Hall of Fame, the NBA Hall of Fame?
I think he should be. I personally do. I mean, I've been out there. I see a place for him in that facility. It's an amazing facility. If you ever make it your way out to Springfield, Massachusetts, unreal. But yeah, I believe so.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Again, you know, this is someone, Don Barksdale, that most people, young athletes, have not even heard of. And that's what this show is all about, the law of sports. We want to bring this information back to where it started. Remember, Don Barksdale is from Berkeley High. Jahlil Berkeley High. Hey, a lot of great athletes from there. My nephew, Danny Gold, who's on the freshman team there. Hey, Berkeley High, Doug.
Your nephew has a lot to live up to. There, you know, Doug's in the Hall of Fame. We did the out story last week. Sorry, Glenn Burke, he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. One thing that, you know, people should also understand, Shooty Babbitt, also in the Berkeley Hall of Fame, Comcast broadcaster, headed into the front office with the Oakland A's as a scout. He's in the film as well. He got his name because of Don Barksdale. Shooty Babbitt's name came from Don Barksdale's radio show. His parents heard, you know, this. Don used to have this little rap, you know, Shooty, 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 and that's how he got his name.
That was funny. Shooty told me that story.
Yeah, that's how he got his name. So Don Barksdale goes on, and we should keep in mind also, there's a lot of great athletes from this area. Pumpsy Green, Tom Cousy, Butch Cousy, Jerry Williams, Travis Williams. We got some stories here that we really need to take a look at that would edify the entire world.
But you know what bothers me? And that Jason Kidd is from Oakland. Gary Payton is from Oakland. They don't live in Oakland. Gary Payton lives in Las Vegas. Jason Kidd lives in Arizona. I mean, will these guys come back? I mean, what's the take on that? The older guys, the previous generation, even the Raider players, a lot of them, the Warriors, they live here. Al Addles lives here. Why don't the guys want to stay here after their careers or during their careers?
I think it's a lot of pressure. I think it's a lot of pressure on some of these younger guys. to stay here in the Bay Area, they probably can't move around freely.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Law of Sports, everything's going on here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. We've got more to come. The Law of Sports with Ivan Gold. We'll be right back after this brief timeout.
KNDR 1050. All the sports talk you ever need. KTCT San Mateo. Oculus Station. Now back to the Law of Sports with Ivan Gold on KNDR 1050.
Welcome back to Law of Sports. Ivan Gold, Bay Area attorney. I'm your host. Again, Lee Hammer has given us this great opportunity to do this show, and I'm getting a lot of good feedback from all the listeners. Lawofsports.com. You can email me. I'll answer any of your questions. Legal sports. 808-1050 is the number. 808-1050 is the phone number. KNBR 1050. That's the station you're listening to. Ivan Gold, Bay Area attorney. I do high-profile legal commentary, high-profile sports cases, that is, for Fox News and CNN. But I love local radio. It's a lot of fun. We do a lot of interesting issues. And the good thing about radio, unlike TV, you know, I was thinking about that this morning. With television, you get a suit on, and you're all nervous, and you got cameras clicking. With radio, we're sitting in front, we're kicking back, we're on there, we're talking to the people, and we can really get into these issues, substantive issues. We're talking Don Barksdale, NBA pioneer, first African-American player to play for the U.S. Men's Basketball Olympic team for Adolph Rupp, who we all know is major racist, but give him credit, though. He put Don Barksdale on the Olympic team. Don Barksdale, first African-American player to play in the NBA All-Star team, one of the first four NBA players to ever be drafted into the NBA. But that's not even hardly any of his story. Most of his story is what he did after he retired. He's from Berkeley High. Riley, you've been on hold. Thank you for calling the Law of Sports with Ivan Gold. What do you got for me?
Hey, Ivan, man. Great show. Listen, it brings back so many memories, but I love it. When you're talking about the great athletes, you know, the Bay Area. You know, a lot of those guys, you know, the OAL, Berkeley, a lot of those guys never made it, you know, to the pros. Things happen. I remember this one kid, you know, his name was Chet Goad. This guy, a linebacker, I think, from Skyline. This kid would hit like a ton of bricks. And then, you know what, he had this, like, this high ankle sprain or something happened to him. But I think that kid, I think he could have gone all the way, too. But there's a lot of these guys that just don't make it all the way. But it's just such a phenomenal place to grow up and for sport. What do you think?
I'll let Jaleel and Doug answer that. I mean, we talked about that. The OAL, we're not known, you know, for all the great athletes and all the great community leaders from sports that we should be. And I'm glad we're bringing it out. Jaleel, comment. Doug, comment. Answer the caller.
Well, you know, I think if you stop and really analyze the quality of athletes, they come from the Bay Area, they go on to colleges and pro, we're very, very well represented. If you stop and look at the trailblazers and the pioneers in most every sport, that's football, baseball, basketball, we have had a great representation from the Bay Area. We've had a tremendous amount of, for an area so small, a tremendous amount of Super Bowl champions, MVPs, NBA All-Stars. You can go down the list. Bill Russell, the championships, you know, the Russells, you know, we have several of them. So you can go back. I mentioned just a bit before the break, you know, Pumpsy Green, you know, with the Boston Red Sox, guys like that. Tom Butch Cozy, you know, an incredible sprinter. Jerry Williams, Travis Williams, you know, Jim Hines, you know, on and on and on. Believe me, when it comes to being represented in the world record books, in the NBA, we have had an incredible amount of success for an area so small. We don't recognize ourselves here as much as we're recognized outside of this area.
I got a point that I want to make, Riley. And that is, you take the community of West Oakland, not the whole city, but just let's just concentrate on the West Oakland community. It said that West Oakland has the highest number of world-class athletes other than any part of the United States. And when you look at world-class athletes, you look at people like Bill Russell, who's won 11 NBA championship rings. You look at Frank Robinson, the first black manager in professional baseball, but also a Hall of Fame baseball player who's been an MVP in both leagues. You look at Jimmy Hines, who's the fastest man in the world during the 1968 Olympics. And you throw Kurt Flood, who was also from West Oakland, who made it possible for, you know, athletes in all sports to get the major contracts that they get now. You know, before Kurt Flood, professional sports was like, they were like plantations where they owned the athletes. So, you know, this area in West Oakland and in the entire Bay Area, you know, it has to be one of the highly recognized hotbeds for sports anywhere in the country.
And Riley, one other point, I want you to comment on that, this point and what Jaleel and what Doug has said. This is phenomenal. Don Barksdale recommended Bill Russell, USF All-American, recommended Bill Russell to Red Auerbach. Red Auerbach really didn't know that much about Bill Russell. Can you believe that Don Barksdale is partially responsible for the Celtic dynasty?
You know, great man, Don Barksdale, I'll tell you. You know, and the other thing you're talking about, like the great athletes of the Bay Area, you know, that's what made me think about Chet, is I remember watching a game where Skyline was playing Tech, and he literally knocked Ricky Henderson out.
Well, you know, and this is a point. Can I say something, listeners? This is very important. Ricky Henderson, Hall of Fame, will be in the Hall of Fame, incredible for the Oakland A's, New York Yankees, etc., was a great running back at Oakland Tech. He had a football scholarship. His mother did not want him to play football because they thought he was too small. Ricky Henderson was a phenomenal high school running back. And, yeah, Ricky got knocked around a little bit, you know.
I'll
that's
tell
why.
You what, seriously, I think when Chet knocked him out I
appreciate it,
Riley. Chet might have something to be a Hall of Fame baseball player. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
Ricky probably owes some of that money that he's made in the Hall of Fame credit to
Chet.
Chet. But I will tell you this, because I kind of initiated some contact and was involved in Ricky's first negotiation when he came out of high school. He had an opportunity to play football, and Ricky was in a football player. He could play. There was no question about that. But Ricky wasn't stupid, okay? Like Glenn Burke, when you can make that kind of money playing baseball and you can make it for that long a time with that little wear and tear on your body, you look at 20 years of playing baseball as opposed to playing football for 3 years, not a good investment. So believe me, Ricky knows what he was doing.
Riley, give me a closing comment. Thank you for calling the show. Your final take, Don Barksdale, everything. You know, give me a final take. Riley, I guess we lost Riley, Phil. He was on in the cell. Okay. Riley, can you hear me? Okay, he can't hear us. Look, we're going to do a show also on Pete Newell, and that's coming up. We have a couple more minutes in the show, but I just want to let the listeners know we're going to do, like I promised everyone, this is a series. We're going to do Pete Newell in a couple of weeks. Pete Newell, famed Cal basketball coach, the coach that coached the UC Berkeley team to its last national championship. And it's the Pete Newell Big Man Camp that Shaquille O'Neal went to and all these guys. That was after Pete Newell. He taught these guys footwork. You know, and boy, I wish he was still around. A lot of these guys could still use it. And a lot of people went to the Pete Newell camp. I think Akeem Olajuwon went, even forwards and guards, fundamentals. And we're going to talk about Pete Newell in another show. Don Barksdale is the subject now, Bay Area sports. What Don Barksdale, who's just a pioneer, people just don't really remember that much anymore. Bounce is the name of the documentary. Doug Harris produced it. I want to go back to you, Doug. You know, can people watch this documentary? I mean, is there any way that you can download it or you can get it or somehow? Because people need to see this, and I know they would if it was available. Doug, is it available?
Bounce, the Don Barksdale story is it was a great project. It was part of my the outcome.
I want to buy it, though. Is it available?
Well, the problem is with the film Bounce is, you know, things have to be worked out so that it can be distributed, because there's a big amount of NBA footage. And, you know, those of you guys.
It was on Comcast, though, for several. I mean, it was a special that was shown over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I wish Comcast could sort of somehow on demand or somehow let people watch these things again.
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of how it is. But we're working to get it so that it could be bought as a DVD, you know, the Don Barksdale story.
Jaleel, again, thank you for being here. Give me your comments again on all this stuff we've been talking about, Don Barksdale, your thoughts and and just being a part of this community for so long and working with so many athletes over the years?
Well, as I said, I've represented the best in this business in sports and entertainment, and Don is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, in both areas. Very unique, unprecedented in all the things he's done, including as a person he is. I'm really proud to have known him. I really respect and admire the relationship he had with Emerson Chapman and how the two of those was like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid and made their lives better and made other people's lives better for their own efforts. Personally, you know, I had a very unique relationship with him because I had mentored his son, who was going through a lot of things in his life. But Don is just a guy who I just pleasure knowing, treasure knowing, just incredible. We're going to try to get together with Comcast next week to try to work out some of the licensing issues that they have regarding Bounce, as well as out the Glenn Burke story, to try to see if we can't do something with all those things on a national basis. And Out will be aired again tonight on Comcast Bay Area at 8 p.m.
And that's the Glenn Burke story, Out, Comcast Cable at 8 p.m. tonight. About Glenn Burke, the first openly homosexual player in Major League Baseball. Again, we have to wrap up the show, The Law of Sports, another great show. Every Saturday, 10 a.m., we'll be on again next week with another great program. Thank you, Lee Hammer, for allowing us to do the show. Thank you to the KNBR listeners, and we'll see you next week. Have a good weekend.